watch on this heart of mine.
Somebody around here likes Johnny Cash. I think we are joined by Ellen Hansen. Are you there, Ellen? Hello?
I'm here.
You are very patient, Ellen, and we are very grateful. It's been called the Freedom Flotilla over the years, and there have been many the exercise, this attempt to reach Gaza. And this year is called Women's Boat to Gaza. Well, what is the mission overall of this project?
Well, we are a group of women from all over the world who want to sail in solidarity with the Palestinian women. So we're going to sail on a boat with only a female crew and participants with this solidarity message.
Mm-hmm. And this is remarkable. Is it true there's going to be a women crew and captains? Is that right?
Yes. There's only going to be women filling all the roles on the boats. Yes.
And that is an interesting challenge. Now, when are you going to the dates, roughly? When would you be sailing?
We're going to leave Barcelona on the 14th of September, so in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And your goal is to reach the Gaza approximately October the 1st?
Yes. Early October is our goal. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's correct. And we're going to... we're planning to stop at a few European ports on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're just in the middle of all the preparations now. And as you can guess, there's a lot of things to do and finalize and organize before the sail off.
Uh-huh. You know, we were speaking in the moments we were having difficulty reaching you, underlining the fact that today there was an Israeli Air Force struck at Gaza. How does that impact for all of you? I mean, this is another obstacle, I presume, is this the fact that there's always a threat of war in that region?
Well, yes, we are very... Well, it's horrible news for all of us, and but it also proves the fact that we need to do this. It's really necessary for us to do this to shed light on what's actually going on and what is happening in Gaza. I mean, in a lot of countries, this wasn't even brought up on the news. So, you know, it's really important for us to show the world and to recognize that these things are going on. So, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but it makes it more important for me to follow through this mission and actually successfully reach Gaza.
Mm-hmm. I know that the former Nobel Prize winner, Margaret, I forget her second name, but she has been. She and others have been on these voyages in the past. There are some prominent women who are going to be joining you. Is that right? Could you tell us who they are? Some of them.
Yes, absolutely. Let me just refresh their names. Just give me a moment. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, Merritt McGuire is one of them.
I'm sorry, that's who it is, Merritt McGuire, yes.
Yes, and then we also have Naomi Wallace, as you know. We have Dr. Fasiya Hassan from Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor and a humanitarian worker involved in a lot of different projects around the world. We also have Bjard von der Lippe from Norway. She's a former athlete and now she's a professor.
Mm-hmm.
And adding to that, we have to them Topçuoglu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how you pronounce her surname, but she's the wife of the one of the people that was killed on Mavi Marmara, and she's also an athlete and a coach.
Uh-huh.
And we're about to announce further names in the next weeks. There will be a lot of things happening going forward. So yeah, those are a few of the names.
Yeah. So when part of your voyage then is to visit ports and to have public meetings, and some of these individuals, I assume, be available to press and also to give speeches. Do you know? I guess how many ships are going? Do you have an approximate number?
At the moment, we have announced one ship.
Uh huh.
So that is what we are.
I had read that there was a ship called the Zatuni. I was hoping that would be one of them. We have a place here in the city, Bet Zatun. Everyone loves it. Public meetings are held there, and we recently had a member of the Knesset from Israel, Palestinian, who gave a talk Thursday night. He was very, very appreciative of the efforts of the women,
yeah,
women's boat to Gaza. And what kind of attention are you getting? For example, I think you're in Sweden. Is the Swedish media following this?
Actually, we have had more positive impact than at the start of Ship to Gaza Sweden. It's been difficult the past years to get through to media and to the general people, but this project has really, really given us attention and a lot of support and positive feedback, which is really, really amazing. I'm having interviews and mm-hmm. Are invited to speak at different events about this project, and it's really, really positive. We had this bus tour mm-hmm. During the summer, which was touring and visiting, I think, about 20 different, I wouldn't call it cities, but cities and villages, spreading information about Gaza and the women's boat to Gaza, and it's been really, really breaking through. And I think that's my personal analyze of this feedback, but I think that the issue of women's rights is really a new angle, and I mean, all women can relate to being a woman and what that means, and so it reaches a whole new group of supporters, which is really great.
Mm-hmm. And we're speaking to Ellen Hansen, and she is with the Women's Boat to Gaza. That's part of the historic effort called the Freedom Flotilla. Gaza is under a blockade. Well, can you just, in the last moments, tell us, what is this blockade doing? What is the life of the Gazans as a result of this blockade?
Well, really, it's affecting all parts of society and all natural elements of all of our lives, basic elements, education, work. 97% of the water is undrinkable, and the reconstruction from the last war is not really happening because there are no resources for that. And I mean, the fact that people can't move in and out of the country, they can't export and import.
Yeah, it's as hard for them to come out as for you to go in, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
They cannot go.
I have a friend that is there right now, and he's just waiting to try and get out. So, you know, it's living. I mean, the easiest way of explaining it is that they're living in the world's biggest outdoor prison, and by 2020, the UN is expecting it to be uninhabitable. So it just gets worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And as we can see, what happened today, you know, it's something needs to change drastically, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, Ellen Hansen, we're very grateful you gave us the time. I'm sorry we had difficulty reaching you, but it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Ellen Hansen of the Women's Boat to Gaza. And all you have to do is write Women's Boat to Gaza, and you will be able to be in touch and help in any way that you can.